welcome to another exciting episode of Tuesday Tunes, More Power's bi-monthly podcast celebrating the greatest music that video games have to offer. Today I've picked a series that is sure to be a crowd pleaser. For as long as I have played games, I have played Pokemon. It's one of the only surviving constants from my childhood to still create a sense of wonder and charm that I don't often see in any other piece of entertainment I enjoy. And as I got older, I found that Pokemon offers a sophisticated level of complexity to get that strategic part of my brain working. So today, I thought I would share my favorite musical selections from each Pokemon generation. I'm sure plenty of nostalgic fire will burn in this episode, so take a seat, grab a nice warm coffee or tea, turn on that fireplace, and let's go on an adventure through time. Of course, no discussion of Pokemon could begin without Red and Blue. The first two games in the series, Red and Blue, are, to many, absolutely perfect. Some caught the bug early on and kept playing the series through the years, buying every iteration that got offered. Others hold to purist doctrine and refuse to believe that any of the Pokemon past the first 150 are any good. Whichever camp you find yourself in, you'll likely appreciate the selections I've brought. First up is an early tune from Professor Oak's lab. This song manages to instill an insightful tone to the helpful professor, who serves as the game's mentor. You know you can trust Oak with a tune like this. The second song that takes me all the way back to those early gaming days has to be Route 11. Next up is Pokemon Gold and Silver. This happens to be my favorite generation, and offers some great music. First off, I'll play what is perhaps the most memorable tune for me, the incredibly approachable Azalea Town theme. Following up that nice piece of music comes what was actually my ringtone for several years. Before changing it recently to the Flute of Noah from Final Fantasy III. It's the snappy, energetic, and downright sinister Rocket Tower Takeover. finally, I'll end with another soothing song from the games. The National Park theme was always a treat to hear, as it seemed perfectly suited for the calm, almost pastoral park it accompanied. Now we're finally moving past the 8-bit chiptunes and going into some more meaty music. The design elements in Pokémon Ruby and Sapphire created what may have perhaps been the greatest gap in the Pokémon series to date. Almost everything was redesigned in a more convenient fashion, and most if not all of the choices they made still resonate in the games today. Stylistically, the Hoenn region offers a more oceanic tone, and its music tends to feel more mysterious and floaty than ever before. Take a listen to the Sealed Chamber theme, a song that haunted me for years before I ever learned what lay behind the strange stone slabs. The second and last song I'll play from Ruby and Sapphire, before moving on to Diamond and Pearl, is the theme from Lily Cove City. Now that we're moving on to DS titles, you'll likely notice how the evolution of technology has changed both the style and complexity of Pokémon music. Now, I'm certainly not saying that Pokémon music got better, it's just that later consoles allowed for more interesting music that couldn't have worked in chiptune. The two songs from this generation I'll play come from later in the games, and they show this progression well. First up is the fantastic Route 209. Of course, the battle against Dialga and Palkia offers up a wonderfully powerful tune. The last generational cover is that of Black and White, in the faux New York region of Unova. I'm still torn over whether or not I really like these games all that much, but they too managed to have some great music. Many of the tunes from these games actually experimented with different instrumental sounds to get a really nice variety. Take a listen to the song Summer in Lacunosa. The Abyssal Ruins theme, too, offered a substantial departure from what could be considered normal Pokemon music. The final song of this episode will be my absolute favorite song from Black and White. Alder's theme is just about perfect, but you don't need me to try and justify that claim in mere words. Take a listen for yourself. This has been Tuesday Tunes on morepower.com. I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard, and I hope you'll join me again in 2 weeks for another adventure through some of the greatest video game music of all time. Thanks for listening.